Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a very special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us all free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. And let's not forget the over-the-road truck drivers, too, especially the Freedom Convoy. And we're going to have some things to say about that in just a short few seconds here. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, take advantage of the different things that we have there for you to look at. All right, joining us from warm and balmy Southern California, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
51 degrees here, mostly cloudy. Been an interesting day. It was warm today. Got up to about 70, but not now.
Well, we got 64 here, Captain, but we were up in the high 80s, maybe low 90s earlier today. Still going to be pushing the thermometer up to at least 80, you know, mid to high 80s as we go through the next few days.
Your air conditioner work?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank goodness it does.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Carl, we're going to start with the obvious, and that is the Freedom Convoy. Now, I've got something new now with the Freedom Convoy. You ready?
Yep.
Here we go. C.W. McCall, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, a CNN analyst and a Democrat yesterday were on television, and they came up with a great way to solve this Freedom Convoy problem. Do you want to hear what it is?
Yeah.
Slash the tires, let the air out of the tires, hurt them any way you can. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, that's just horrible, isn't it, Captain? Obviously, you know, taking measures like that is certainly, you know, it's not within the purview, of course, of legitimate discourse of any kind. And maybe they're just trying to get some shock value out of it. But honestly, and don't encourage the crackpots who might actually think that, you know, you're supposed to go do something bad, because you're not.
Right. Now, the other thing is, United Freight Operations Manager happens to be a broker. That's one of the large brokerage firms up there on the border, customs bonded broker, that brings those loads in and out, because they have to come in and out under bond, most of them, and that's what they do. He is backing the truckers, blocking the traffic and doing whatever they had. He said it irritates the elites around the world, and that's a good thing, because they just don't get it. They don't understand what's at stake here.
Well, no, they don't. And certainly if the situation were reversed, or say this was 50 years ago when, you know, the establishment, you know, quote unquote, was being challenged to some degree by people of the persuasion that are, quote unquote, in power today, yeah, they might look at it very differently. But really, you know, it's the idea of the power to the people and what you can accomplish by making your voice heard. They're not doing anything violent. They're not encouraging anything violent. They're simply saying, look, we're here and you can't ignore us. I mean, this is a really big deal. We have a long tradition of that.
Now, I personally have been through a number over the years of truck strikes, whether they were union or whether they were non-union owner operators. And I can remember several times coming out of New York City, coming back home, because we hauled produce out of our local co-op. My trucks did that. That's part of what they did. And I would, like I say, every now and then I'd take a run to go down there and do whatever. I would come out of New York with my door open, one of my doors, so that they could see I was empty, and they'd leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see anybody doing that right now, but maybe that's part of what they could do, is to say, look, we're not hauling freight, we're not making any money, and we're here protesting all these irregularities and this unjust stuff that's going on.
Right. Well, exactly. But, Captain, when you have, you know, people trying to describe them as a threat to democracy or a cult or these kinds of things, it just shows there's no gas in the tank to actually talk about what they're talking about.
Yep. Gas in the tank. And hold that thought. We'll be right back with more, folks, here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Friday morning. I'm going to let Kathy take us to the first break, and she's going to give you the phone number if you would like to opine.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source, so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, Kyle, I will take it right away. By the way, this holiday weekend, and by holiday I mean Valentine's Day, coming up on Monday, this Valentine's Day weekend, the folks at MyPillow.com are at it again. They've got a weekend sale where everything has been marked down again. You can go over there, use my promo code CAPTAIN, and get some tremendous deals on products, even lower than what you've seen them before. I don't know how they keep doing this, but they're doing it. Now, you can go to the Radio Listener Specials page, and there's about 150-plus items over there, and you can take a look and see all the different things they have. Use the promo code CAPTAIN to get those tremendous savings this weekend only, and then the prices will go back to their normal level. Now, you can also call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Speak to a live person and place your order. Now, if that's important to you, that's fine. Otherwise, go to MyPillow.com. You want to go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Click on that. Use the promo code CAPTAIN to buy whatever you see there. And if you need to call them, you can call them at 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, Kyle, welcome back.
Thank you, Captain.
Now, Americans are done with the big mandates. I'll explain. The era of big mandates is over. And NBC News declared after six blue states acted to reverse the indoor mask mandates over the past few days. It started with New Jersey. The Democratic governors in five states after that rolled back COVID-19 mandates after facing voter anger and potential fury over requirements that have never had a firm basis in science in the first place. Now, these Democratic governors actually think this is going to save the election for them.
Well, because they realize, Captain, that they can't keep going down this road. The people just will not accept it. And it's not just that they won't accept it. It's that they see that there isn't that basis, just like you're just talking about. You know, we're not following the science. You know, we're following really what is really, quote unquote, political science in that sense. Science that has become politicized. And so that's right. They realize that if they don't make a change, they're toast.
Well, the science and the numbers are revealing that with the Omicron wave of cases fast receding, it appeared for a brief moment that the White House got the message. But instead, the CDC used a hastily arranged press briefing this week to announce that their guidance wouldn't change at all, despite the hint from NBC that the clear message from voters across the political spectrum, the Biden White House now wants to cling to the mandates rather than shift to an endemic posture on COVID-19.
You know, Captain, leadership is, you know, a very important thing, obviously. And sometimes, you know, it's like you either have it or you don't. And it's clear the Biden White House doesn't have it. And people have tuned out. You know, I think they can come out and make whatever statement they want. People have literally moved on from listening to Joe Biden come out and tell them how to live their life with COVID or whatever. They're done.
You think?
Yeah, I really do. It has become something where it's no longer seen, I think, as a collective national project or problem. I think people see it as being very highly politicized, and the Joe Biden administration, they won't let go of it because I think they believe they have to keep the people in a state of uncertainty and fear.
Well, somebody needs to tell that to Jen Psaki, because a reporter asked her yesterday whether or not the CDC risks becoming irrelevant to America and the states because they've begun ignoring the outdated guidance. And she essentially doubled down what the Biden administration had said, which has been proven to be irrelevant.
Well, right. You know, Captain, this is indicative of the larger problem, not only with the Biden administration, but with the Democrat Party elite in general. And that is, they believe that everything is simply a messaging problem. That's why I think Psaki would just double down on something like that, because the message is much more important to them than the reality, because they want to frame the message. They want to guide the message. They want to lead you, quote unquote, a certain place that really, you know, it's not viable. But everything from inflation to COVID to Russia to you name it, it's all messaging to them. But that's not right. That's an illusion.
Well, it's an illusion, and the illusion starts with what they're doing with Biden, because I believe he's got serious problems.
Well, it's becoming more and more apparent, and one wonders, you know, at what point is Biden going to have some kind of, you know, incident where he really puts that on display. And, you know, that doesn't give us any joy to talk about something like that. But the presidency is a pressure cooker for someone who would be in tip-top condition, much less for Joe Biden now.
Well, 38 lawmakers, including a couple of Democrats, have demanded that Biden take this cognitive test. And there was a letter sent to him saying that he was showing signs of Alzheimer's, and the voting public and Americans needed to know that their leader was able to make the decisions that he needed to make. And so far, he's ignored that letter.
Well, right. Now, you know, Captain, you know, we're watching very closely, for example, what's happening with Russia and Ukraine. We're also watching very closely China vis-a-vis Taiwan or any other geopolitical or other issue in the world that the president might have to make very quick decisions on, hopefully informed decisions, because you try to gear up on these things to see what you would do in various scenarios. But the American public has to have the confidence that their commander-in-chief, their president, can make those decisions and make them appropriately, as opposed to somebody who might not have it all together. That's a very worrisome thing to, I think, all Americans.
Now, I was doing a little snooping around yesterday looking at some of the truckers' reports, and I have my copy of Landline Magazine right beside me. I am a lifetime member of the Owner Operator Independent Drivers Association, and the magazine that I get comes from them. And I was taking a look at that. Would you believe 4 months later, the Obama administration and the California government still has not made the port of Long Beach, California, a 24/7 port, as they promised to do?
Well, I'm not really surprised about that. I can still see ships out there from various vantage points as I'm driving around Southern California here in Orange County.
Sure you can.
You can still see the ships out there on the water. But again, this goes back to what I'm talking about. Remember, they came out and they made a big thing about it. We're going to make a 24/7. That was just the message. So we're going to put that message out today. Now let's go on to something else, because they think as long as they have a press conference where they tell you, you know, I've directed my so-and-so to do this and such, you know, that's the end of it. But it's not, because you can just walk down there and see that it's not running.
Correct. The ships are still there. The port's not open. And they still got hundreds of ships scattered all up and down the West Coast. And by the way, some of them are being sent now into the Gulf of Mexico to the ports over here to unload.
Well, exactly right. And you still have issues with the products. Or other things. How about this? How about car parts and things like that?
Well, some of them are on the bridge, the Ambassador Bridge.
Well, that's right. That's right. But just anything that you can kind of think of, you know, you're still having these shortages or these other issues. And it has to do with the fact that whether it's Biden or Pete Buttigieg or whomever, they can't get the act together and get this stuff moving so the American people get what they need.
Now, you have the Hollywood elitist out there that would be supporting people running for a public office in California, right?
Right.
What would you say if I told you a whole bunch of them are not doing that? They're sending their money out across America to try to dictate local elections in various states.
Well, yeah, we've seen various iterations of that kind of thing before, where they try to put either their star power or their money power behind something like that.
And George Soros is still trying to get DAs elected.
Well, of course. And we see, Captain, the huge amount of damage that is done by district attorneys that just won't prosecute crime, or they have some bizarre, you know, weird approach to it, and it's detrimental.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We are going to talk about that California money. We're going to tell you where some of that's going. You'd be surprised. You would be surprised. But then again, maybe you wouldn't. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden met with members of the Senate Judiciary Committee to discuss potential nominees for the next Supreme Court justice. Committee Chair Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois
shared with him some of our recommendations, but mainly the message was, we trust your judgment, Joe Biden, when it comes to choosing the right person. We're going to work as hard as we can to make sure that selection is chosen officially by the Senate as quickly as possible.
President Biden has said he wants to nominate a black woman to the high court. Much earlier in the day, the president was in Virginia. He spoke about his Build Back Better plan.
It makes sense just to pay a little more in taxes at the top end in order to afford this economic growth we're creating.
The president said his legislation would hold drug companies accountable for sky-high prices on prescription medications. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thanks very much there, Jeff in Sarasota, because that's where Jeff is at right now, I'm pretty sure. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team. You heard me talk about them a lot because they literally helped me get out of pain and stay out of pain. And I still take their product today, 7 years later, on a regular basis, at least once a day. Start my day out with it. And so far, so good. Knock on wood. Where it is, it? There it is right there. I just knocked on the wood. Now, Relief Factor is, of course, a part of my daily integrated health plan that helps my body to reduce inflammation and pain and swelling in my left leg and ankle and foot, which is something that happens all too frequently. Now, I take it and it works. Plain and simple. It's all natural, and it's even better. There is no narcotics, no drugs in this at all. It has natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and pain by going straight to the source of the pain. And it does. Now, you can find out what I know about by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go to that website. Check it out. You can sign up for the $19.95 quick start. That's what it would cost to begin with for a month's supply, $19.95, and see what it does for you. And if it works for you, you'll just go on automatic delivery, and that's it, and away you go. But I'm telling you, I would not be talking about this if it did not work. And I've been on this product for just a little bit more than 7 years right now. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Because after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Yep. Now, we'll go back to the drawing board here. Big Tech is backing a group that wants to purge the hyper-partisans from both parties in the Senate to get rid of the nonsense that's going on out there where people are using and spending a lot of money on Facebook, on Twitter, on Gab, on Parler, whatever. And you see the ads every day. You're over there, right?
Right.
So what's going on?
Well, it's a group, yes, that has some ties to some big tech executives. It's called More Perfect Union, or MPU. They describe themselves as a citizen-led movement working to heal the divide in our nation. And it was founded back in 2020 by Jake Harriman. He's an entrepreneur, international social justice activist, and also a Marine Corps veteran. What they are looking to do, Captain, is they're looking to elect some Senate seats that are not partisan, not hyper-partisan, as you were saying, and calling what they call America First candidates. So it's a very interesting thing. We've heard some similar things like this before, having to do with the idea of trying to get candidates that overlap more into a Republican Democrat as opposed to one side or the other. So it's a very interesting thing, and they're bringing a lot of money into this.
Well, what I like about it so far is what you just said about the America First.
Right, exactly. So this is something that we'll continue to see unfold. Again, it's called More Perfect Union. Basically, they want a strategy to fix things. They call them country first candidates, basically, and they're looking to elect them to the U.S. Senate in 2022.
Hmm. Okay, very good. Now, moving along, we've had these criminals that have been getting released by some of these DAs that were put in there by George Soros, and I've got a list that I'll get to here probably in the second hour of the different DAs and where they're at, some familiar names and some not so familiar. But career criminals are being released after being behind bars. And another example in New York City where the Democratic DA let this guy out, he damn near killed somebody, and he was given a break on felony charges, goes out there and beats somebody almost to a pulp and almost kills him.
It is really, really terrible, isn't it, Captain?
Yeah, it is.
But what happens with these DAs and the perspective that they have, shall we say, is that, you know, the system is bad, too many people are going to jail, et cetera, et cetera. There's a racial quality to it that they'll throw in there as well. But when you have real, honest-to-goodness, hardened criminals, you know, and you let them out because you want to be governed basically by some kind of slogan or something, it doesn't work in reality. This is why we have a legal system. And, you know, this is why we have to keep people off the street who have shown a propensity to harm others and have no remorse, or they just will go out and do it again. And that's where we have to protect the people, all the people, no matter what their racial background is or their makeup is. You know, that is something where we're talking about a collective problem here.
By the way, who knew, Kyle, that the Biden administration is now warning how gangs are recruiting U.S. teens for border smuggling? How long have we been talking about this?
Oh, my gosh. A long time.
Yes. Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, they're just now realizing it?
It's really scary, isn't it? And then the question: why are they even talking about stuff like this right now? Are they trying to? You always think that there's a component of, well, we'll try to make people think that we're kind of coming around on things, you know. But are they really? I mean, has their thinking really changed, or are they just trying to say things they think people want to hear at this point?
Well, here's something that we need to get out there again, because once again, the Biden administration has underscored or lowballed the inflation figures that are out there. January's inflation rate now shows a 7.5% increase over the past year, continuing the steady increase of U.S. consumer prices due to factors including supply chain strain and increased consumer demand.
Well, that's right. And remember, Captain, not all that long ago, the Biden administration thought that inflation was going to go away on its own. It was just transitory and yada, 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 the whole thing. And then they finally now again are showing that, well, wait a minute, this is kind of here to stay. And, Captain, when things become that much more expensive and people are forced to make real decisions about their daily lives, about gassing up their car or going to the grocery store or any of the things where people are living their lives with these kinds of inflationary rates, it's out of control.
Well, raising interest rates will do nothing to address the root causes of rising prices, because they're talking about, well, all we got to do is raise the interest rates. It's not that simple. Decades of disinvestments in our supply chains and corporate profiteering. Also, in fact, raising rates will increase unemployment by tamping down the demand, harming exactly the same people who are feeling the pressure of the rising prices.
Well, right. And everything the Democrats are doing and saying, and then the general state of affairs and the environment now out there, the economic environment, is really becoming a commercial for how things were when Donald Trump was president not all that long ago. It was only just a little over a year ago, right, that all this really started to implode badly. Now, COVID, and, you know, given that and take that in consideration, but generally speaking, the idea that there would be plenty and that would help keep prices down and have people be confident, you know, in their spending and their wage earning and moving the economy forward, all that just evaporated because the Democrats came in and said, nope, that was you had it too good. You can almost hear them say that.
Now, the World Health Organization has estimated yesterday in a briefing that COVID-19 cases in Africa might be up to 7 times higher than what has been previously reported, and deaths could be between 2 and 3 times higher, too. They say they're very much aware and concerned that their surveillance systems have not given the right number to people that are out there, and we have got a real problem surfacing now in Africa.
Yes, and that's a very, very sad and concerning thing, you know, to be sure.
Yeah, because that's where they go and they actually grab the people, and it's still human trafficking going on, but they go to Africa and grab the people and ship them off over here.
Yes.
Yep, as well as elsewhere.
Well, exactly, and it's just a terrible, horrible thing.
Yeah, and Abu Dhabi, thousands of Afghan refugees are now protesting their conditions after being held for months at a camp in Abu Dhabi with no indication of when they will be resettled. There's a big, huge humanitarian problem going on there right now.
Well, and hopefully one would think that the Biden administration is leading the United States would do
right.
Something about that.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back right after this message and others to come. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm David Moss Jr. I talk to a lot of people in the community who are frustrated about the lack of new and pre-owned inventory in the automotive world. And when I invite them to Moss Nissan, their experience is very different. We have the distinction of having the highest level of inventory of any Nissan dealer in the Tampa Bay area. With 3 stores on the West Coast and a 4th coming, we are stocked. And all vehicles feature Moss Care with lifetime oil changes, tire rotations, and roadside assistance. Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We'll be right back.
that goes out to all the truckers up there in the Freedom Convoy up there in the Ambassador Bridge, Windsor, Ontario, Canada, as well as Port Huron at the port of entry there. That's the other area where they're having a lot of trouble tonight as far as trying to get through because the truckers are protesting up there, too. Now, before we get over to Kyle, I am going to tell you that we do have some significant weather that's developed. And as I told you, across the northern part of the upper Midwest, moving to the East Coast would be some snow. Well, it's snow all right, and it's a little bit more than what they thought it was going to be. And the lake effect snow machine has kicked in upstate New York again, north of Syracuse, all the way up I-81 to the Canadian line right there at the Thousand Islands Bridge. And Kyle, tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, here out west tonight, especially in Southern California, we're picking up the pieces over here from some very, very strong winds, very strong Santa Ana winds whipped through late last night into early morning times. It's finally gone away, which is good. But I can tell you, these winds were very, very strong. So if you're out in the high desert and so forth, I'm sure you were battling those. Right now, it looks like we're pretty calm, so that is a good thing. But those winds can return. So if you're traveling in the Southern California area, especially in the high desert, just be aware of that just in case. But also tonight, Captain Richard the Marine chiming in from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, saying it's 40 degrees and foggy where Richard the Marine is. So thank you very much, Richard. It's also foggy over in Idaho. Now, this fog is going to be a dense fog advisory. This is going to be a little bit east of Twin Falls, but if you're in the Burley area along I-86, going up towards American Falls, and then joining up to the Interstate 15, heading up towards Idaho Falls and up towards St. Anthony, you've definitely got a dense fog advisory happening tonight. Also, between Bozeman and Billings along I-90, you've got a winter weather advisory. That's going to go on down through Red Lodge, which goes to the border there with Wyoming. And then also just on the border of Montana and Wyoming, as you come down I-90, you've definitely got a winter weather advisory. That's going to dip down into Wyoming, down towards Buffalo. So that's what's happening there. Otherwise, other than that, we've got a pretty quiet map tonight, so be careful out there.
All right, North Dakota, South Dakota, unsettled weather conditions over in the eastern part of North Dakota, from Minot, North Dakota, all the way down to Fargo, North Dakota. We have a winter storm warning along I-29, where, of course, it's flat up there. They are getting snow. They are getting wind. The temperatures are cold, so you got all the right ingredients for it to be real miserable trying to go back and forth to pick up that load of French fries. Also, northern part of Minnesota, to include the Twin Cities, you're getting a general snow up there tonight. That's pretty much an Alberta Clipper in there. However, that's not the case when you move over to northern Wisconsin and the upper peninsula of Michigan, where we currently have a winter storm warning in the upper peninsula of Michigan. Again, lake effect snow coming off Lake Superior and Lake Huron. Also in the regular side of Michigan, down below the peninsula there, you've got some snow in there coming, again, off the lake because of the way the wind's blowing. Moving over into upstate New York, we do have snow going up I-81 north of Oneida Lake all the way to Watertown and right to the Thousand Islands Bridge up there, as well as into the Tug Hill Plateau. That will probably get worse as the night moves on because of the way the wind's blowing right now. And down the East Coast, you've got some fog in the southern part of New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, right along the ocean there. And when you come on down into Florida, you're looking good till you get over to the Gulf side. And then from about Crestview to Pensacola, you'll have patches of fog. You'll have patches of fog going across over to New Orleans. And then from there over to Houston, to Beaumont, as well as down towards McAllen on the Texas border. There will be patchy areas of fog over there. So keep in mind, you want to make sure that you allow for that with your travel time and whatnot. Now, the Pilot and Fly J has a driver's club that you can join. And if you join, you also can take advantage of
being able to get one of their fuel cards and saving money on the fuel and gathering points every time you stop by one of their truck stops. Kyle, tell us about that.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. Simply pull into the Pilot or Flying J, and you can join the Drivers Club there. Also, as the Captain said, check out that fuel card. And you know, folks, you've heard the Captain talking about how we care about truckers. I care about truckers. Our audience cares about truckers. And the people at Pilot and Flying J, they also care about the truckers. And that's why they have these great programs for you, and also this great app called the My Rewards Plus app that you can download and use to track all your points that you would use or obtain in the by joining the Drivers Club. You can also, of course, spend those points and all kinds of great stuff at the Pilot or Flying J. And right now, Captain, they've got a great promotion going on with their e-gift cards. 10% of the proceeds, up to $10,000 from their heart-themed gift cards, are going to be donated to the American Heart Association. So if you have that Valentine and they're out there on the road and you want to send them a e-gift card, a heart-themed e-gift card, go to PilotFlyingJ.com.
Yep, and for 30 years, I owned a bunch of trucks. I drove trucks actively, did it in between my career as a firefighter, and was happy to do it. My wife and I ran a small trucking company. We had 9 trucks, and we also brokered some loads for some of the companies that we represented. And it was a great life. And the last truck I had was a Peterbilt 379. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle, and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break, but she's going to tell you the phone number. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.